Sure. I have all of my stuff here. Y'all think I'm going to be here forever with all this stuff, huh? But I wanted you to know that I did prepare a little bit, and I'm not just going to be up here making up stuff. You know what I mean? Because sometimes... Okay. I knew that was coming. I don't have Sister Marge here to tell me, speak up. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for moving my pastor's heart to allow me to be in this position of standing before the people of God, speaking as God's prophet to his people. And I thank each of you for not counting it robbery or disastrous to come out here today. Because if the truth be told, if this was Monday, most of us would be going to work. It wouldn't even be a problem. We going to work. Or if we were going to bingo, we going to bingo. Okay? If we going to shop right, we going to shop right. It don't matter. So I thank you all. I thank you all that you're here. And God does have a word for you. I was trying to think if I wanted to do the prayer first or if we should do the scripture, but because it is our custom to do that, I don't want to be throwing people off right from the beginning, because she done messed this up already. Let us stand for the word of God. And I am coming out of the new, the King James, New King James, because that is what we do here at Shiloh. But I am also going to do the New Living Translation, because that reads really the way I need you to understand this particular scripture, which is coming out of the first epistle of Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 13 through 19. Well, I am going to read in your hearing verses 13 through 19. That's 1 Peter chapter 1. In your hearing, verses 13 through 19. That's New Testament, very close to the back of the Bible. New Testament, close to the back of the Bible. We're ready? Okay. Well, I hope I have the right glasses. I don't think I do. Let me put the readers on. Ah, yeah. Okay, here we go. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Jesus, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. The word of the Lord. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for its transformative power. Lord God, have your way now. Thy will be done in me and in your people. Have your way, Father. Lord God, hide me in you, so far in you, that your people will have to go through you in order to see me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know what? Coming up with a title for a sermon is so difficult because there's so many powerful things in this one particular scripture, but the one word that comes out to me is redeemed. That word, redeemed. And then the thought, bought with a price. Not with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So my fleshly title is Act Like You Cost Something. Act like you cost something. But then, if I'm listening to the Spirit, redeemed by the blood. Redeemed by the blood. Bought by the blood. You've heard the saying, the higher the price, the nicer the nice. Okay? Thank you, Sly. The higher the price, the nicer the price. Now, we know that if you're going to spend your money on something, you want your money's worth. You know, nobody's going to spend a whole bunch of money on, I guess I would say, one of them $290,000 Mercedes, and then all of a sudden, it's broken down somewhere on the side of the road after a couple of days. We don't want that. You know, we want our money's worth. Because if you got a $290,000 Mercedes, you want to drive it into eternity. You know? Now, have you ever heard of those, what is it? It's a Pearl Rolex. And it's usually up to around $3,000. It's a full diamond Pearl Rolex. Master Rolex. So when you look at that watch, like if I had it on, which I don't, of course, if I looked at it, it better have the right time on it, okay? It's not going to have, like my watches, I usually get the Avon 1999 or 1495 if they have it, and we don't know what time that watch going to have. But the higher the price, the nicer the nice. Now, I don't think anybody got them red bottom shoes on today, do you? Because you're not going to wear that in this kind of weather, are you? Y'all see what I got on? $5 from Footprints when it was in business, okay? Okay? And it doesn't matter that some of the plastic that came off of it, it was only $5. But I got them on and they served the purpose. But the higher the price, the nicer the nice. And you're going to treat that item accordingly. You're not going to lay your Prada bag on the floor. Now, I really don't understand that. It's a pocketbook, but you're not going to lay your, and I hope I say this right, I had to practice with my kids, Louis Vuitton, Christian Louis Vuitton, is that correct? You know, that's not going to be laying on the floor anywhere, and it's not going to be anywhere unattended, right? Right? You're going to have that under your arm or on your arm or whatever. Then the higher the price, the nicer the nice. Some time ago, my daughter bought me a big clock to go over the mantelpiece because I really wanted this clock. It came out of Dollar General. It was $20. Okay, so y'all know where this is going. So it worked for maybe a couple of months. But I really liked it. You know, it had this fake wood around it, had Roman numerals. It was just really, I just liked it. But the arms were a little sluggish all the time. You never knew what time it was by that clock. But I liked it. But it was causing me grief because it did not keep time. And I kept complaining about it. Then I thought, oh, maybe it needs batteries. Maybe it did not have strong batteries when we purchased it. So I replaced the batteries. Hands is still sluggish. And I continue to complain about it. So my sister, I mean my My daughter, Casey, the other one that didn't buy the clock, said, "Mommy, you only paid $20 for it, and you got it from Dollar General." So I'm thinking, even if I took it back to Dollar General, they wouldn't be surprised. It's like, it's $20. You got it from here. We expect things to come back. But let me ask you this. We were purchased by God through Jesus with the blood of Jesus Christ. How you expect him to expect you to act? Does he expect you to act all sluggish, like it's no big deal? I ain't cost nothing. I can act any kind of way I want to. You've been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. See, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So Jesus had to come and die, and it was preordained. Before the beginning of the earth, God knew that this was going to be the way. Even though there were lambs and goats and all that going on, we knew that the real man was to come. Because man would fall, and there would be no other way. So if we understand that when we buy something, even a sandwich for $2, you would expect like $50 worth of meat on the sandwich. And if it's not on there, you're going to complain about it. How much more should God expect for what he paid? I don't care how much they bid for Olivia Pope. She still ain't redeemed. All she did was get bought by somebody. We don't know if it's Papa Pope, but the reality is the only one that can, I don't want your minds to go there. And the reason I say Papa Pope, because the Father, only the Father can have us redeemed because we belong to him. Did you know that? If you take something to a pawn shop and you get your little ticket, only you can redeem it. Oh, somebody else can go in there and buy it, but only you can redeem it because it was yours. It was yours. And if you think that Satan is the one that holds the redemption ticket, he's not. We might have been a slave to Satan, but he's not the one that could buy us back or hold us. The Father is the one that we sinned against. He's the one. It's like with a letter. I don't know if you've ever done a certified letter, and that letter gets sealed. Only two people can open that letter. Only two people can break that seal. One is the one that the letter was sent to. Okay? Because when they seal the letter, they put these stamps on it, and it's always on the back. They put the stamps on it. They put that little green thing on it. And if it was sent to me, then I'm the only one that can open it. But if it gets returned to the sender, then he's the only one that can open it. But guess what? We are sealed by God, for God, to God. He's the only one that can break that seal once we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Y'all get that? Yeah. That's good news to me. That's good news to me. So if God is expecting us to act like we redeemed, like, you know, back in the Old Testament, it says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Well, say so don't really mean, "Oh, I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed." Act like you redeemed. Act like you saved. And what does that look like? You know what? There was a German philosopher, and I think out of all my apologetics classes and stuff, I just remember this. Tracy know where I'm going with this. There was a German philosopher who was an atheist. His name is Friedrich Nietzsche. Friedrich Nietzsche. And he was one of those proponents of God is dead. And Nietzsche made this profound statement. He said, "I might believe in the Redeemer if his followers act redeemed." Let's do a, I might believe in the Redeemer if his followers act redeemed. That's going on today. A lot of people don't believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because we don't act like there is a Christ, and if there is, he ain't done nothing for nobody because you're not acting like it, because you're acting just like me. In Romans 12, 1 and 2, it says, therefore, brethren, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, this transformation is something that somebody can see. It's not something that we're sitting and meditating about, thinking about doing, or we might eventually do it. They have to see it. And the reason for that demonstration, which God always knew, that's why you have the scripture that says, let your light so shine before men that they will see, not suspect, not maybe think about it, not, you know, but they will see it. Because also in Romans 5:8, it says, for God so loved the world that he demonstrated his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners. While we were still sinners. Let me go back to that scripture that I told you I was going to read again in the New Living Translation, because it kind of breaks it down in a way that you... The readers creeping me out. Okay. And here it is. I really want you to get what the Word of God is saying to us, because I am challenging us to act like we cost something. The blood of Jesus Christ. In 1 John, when Jesus is coming to get baptized, and John sees him, he says, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Precious blood of the Lamb. Let me read it. Let me read it in your hearing. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Redeemed. Bought. Bought back. I don't even know if I want to go with those soda bottles that you used to take back to the store and redeem them. Get your nickel back. Because of the blood of the Lamb. It had to be the blood of a lamb without spot or blemish, a lamb that had never sinned. He didn't die for his own sins. He died for our sins. And I think I'm going into this because next week we begin what season? The Lenten. And I know some people are going to fast and they're going to give up stuff that they shouldn't have been messing with anyway. Like, I'm going to stop drinking liquor every night. I'm going to stop smoking two packs of cigarettes every day. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, that's a start. That's a start. That's okay. That's cool. My plan for the Lenten season is to take on something that I should really be doing, that I should have been doing all along. You know, I'm going to try to stop being negative. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know, order my steps. Catch my tongue when I'm going into some negative stuff and when somebody else is going into it. You know, help me. That's what I want to do. And as mundane as it is, I'm going to try to drink a bottle of water every day because I don't drink water. Okay, I tell people that I'm allergic to water. But I'm going to try. I'm going to try, and when you see me, hold me accountable. Bobby, did you drink any water today? Yeah, because, I take it with my pills in the morning, about as much as I can to swallow them. But I'm going to do better. I'm going to start drinking more water because I heard it's really good for you. Okay, so now that I went on that little rabbit trail, I have to remember now, where was I going with this, Father Rob? You remember where I was going with this? Got a little sidetracked there. About the Lenten season and remembering what Jesus Christ did for us. Fully what he did for us. And when I talk about the precious blood, let me tell you, I am a sci-fi person. I love like kind of fantasies and stuff like that. There was a show, remember, what was it? The Crypt Keeper? There was a show, Tales from the Crypt. Yeah. Demon Knight. That was one of the shows that they showed. It had Jada Pinkett, Billy Zane. I know I'm looking at these faces. Who are these people? But anyway, Demon Knight. And the whole thing was about, and when I say knight, it was a K-N-I-G-H-T knight. A knight like from medieval times. You know, the knight that might have the lance or something. But this knight was charged with holding a key. It was one of seven keys, but he had the seventh key. And in the seventh key, he had the blood of Jesus. This thief was assigned to steal one of the seven keys that had been given to demons. He stole the key and took it to the cross and had the blood of Jesus drain into this key. Now, you know how long ago it was when Jesus died. So they still have this key, and they use the blood to form a seal wherever they are so the demons cannot enter. That's why I believe once saved, always saved, because once we're sealed with the Holy Spirit, nothing can penetrate that seal. Okay? Like I said, the seal is only for God, to God, by God. So that's why I believe that. That nothing can penetrate. It doesn't mean that we're perfect. It doesn't mean that we're not going to do things, but the seal's not broken. Demons could not penetrate that seal because it was the blood of Jesus. Now, this is the thing that really impressed me about it. I'm like, but they've been pouring that blood and pouring that blood. You mean the blood is still in there? I mean, the key wasn't but so big. Whenever a knight died for whatever reason, they would take his blood and put it in the key. So I'm like, so now it ain't the blood of Jesus, but it is. Because any little residue of Jesus' blood makes all the blood just as powerful. And I'm like, wow, that is awesome. And then, of course, when that knight dies, another knight takes his place because Jada Pinkett became one of the knights. But I thought that was just so neat. I said, that's how powerful the blood is, because the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from our sins. It cleanses us. That's one of the purposes of the blood of the Lamb, to cleanse us from the stain of sin. Because we need that every day, every day. There are so many songs, and I was talking to Aaron about that, but it cleanses us. Let me tell you some of the things. Cleanses, cleanses us from sins. That's what we need to know. One of the things, we are slaves to sin on our own. Like I said, even though Satan doesn't own us, he still has that influence on us in this world to do things that are not of God, that are not what God would want for us. Now, and we know that, don't we? And I'm not just talking about unsaved people. I'm talking about saved people as well. But the difference between us is like we've been bought by the blood of the Lamb. We don't have to sin because greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. We have that. We have the freedom not to sin. That's what we fail to recognize. We don't have to anymore, because we've been purchased by the blood of the Lamb. We have that freedom. We don't have to sin. We don't have to do those things that we once did in ignorance, thinking this is all I can do. You know, I've been this way all my life. I know the devil is a liar, and so are you. Therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Behold, all things have passed away. All things are made new. Y'all got that? Y'all got that? You may not believe it, but it's so. And if you're saved, how many of you believe they saved? Tracy Ross, you saved? Tracy saved. Callie says she saved. We got saved people over here. Rob Shaker, he saved. If you saved, then that applies to you. Now, this blood's for you. That was another title. This blood's for you. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died for you, that he rose again, and that he's coming back, yeah, then you saved. You saved. It's not about your behavior. It's not about your works. Not in the plan of salvation. Now, in your rewards, yeah, that's a different story. That's a different story. We work because we are saved, not to get saved. Jesus has done the work. The blood has done the work. Nobody else's blood could do that work. And that's a finished work. That's a finished work. Now our work is in progress. Okay, it's called progressive sanctification. Like every day, you know, we're being sanctified. We're being sanctified because we're going into that glorification where we're going to be with him. Like even when it talks about the sealing for the finished redemption. Because, see, the last one is when we meet him up in the sky. And then we're changed into the incorruptible. We're changed from mortal to immortality. Okay, that's the finished work of the redemption. But the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb, act like you cost something. I mean, we always say to the kids, you better act like how much money I paid for them shoes. No, you're not going to be scuffing up them shoes. You better act like them shoes cost some money. That's how God wants us to act, because we're a reflection on him. Do we know that? We're a reflection on the Son. There's some songs, and I love these songs. Let me just make sure I have all the words. Now, the one song that I asked Aaron to play was I Am Being. But I need you to hear these songs. The lyrics to this particular one, the blood will never lose its power. That's why I told you the business about that key that had the blood in it. Because now we have the blood in us, because the Holy Spirit is God. God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, God the Son. You know, the blood is within us. If you have Jesus, you have the blood and the Holy Spirit. Blood will never lose its power. Verse 1, the blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It soothes my doubt and calms my fears, and it dries all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Act like you cost something.